Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich. And gosh, just really want to welcome everybody to the cafe. We've got a special guest. We've had a lot of good guests lately, huh, Miss Amy? I'll bring Miss Amy on already, my co-host. Amy, how are you doing tonight?
Well, my tea is all tied up and messed up.
Go off with your head!
Oh, my. I need some help.
Well, it's a good thing we have our guest tonight. Miss Elaine Bavon is with us, and she is the only trainer. Are you a trainer? I guess you're a teacher.
I am a trainer.
She's a trainer. Okay, cool. Woo! I was correct about that. She's the only trainer from Harvard Medical School that's certified to be teaching Tai Chi in the Western United States. And that's a mouthful.
Woo!
My goodness. And I can just imagine one of this. So welcome, Elaine. Great to have you on our show. This is going to be a very interesting conversation. And we're going to go in a lot of different directions about Tai Chi and training and all different kinds of stuff. So how are you tonight?
Oh, great. And let me make one correction because I'm sure Peter from the Harvard Medical School is going to listen to this event. And I am a certified trainer of the 8 active ingredients. And this is a part of the Harvard Medical School Guide to Tai Chi. So Peter was the author.
Oh.
And, you know, Harvard is very selective about how they place their name on certain things. So Peter and Mark Faust wrote this work, and I became a trainer of the work itself. So the work is the Harvard Medical School Guide to Tai Chi, 12 Weeks to a Healthy Body, Strong Heart, and Sharp Mind. And at the current time, I'm the only teacher that's certified in the very first graduating class on the West Coast. But there are many people, I think, that are coming off behind me. So I'm just pleased to be here to tell you about what's going on in this area and share with you some of the results.
I think it's very exciting. One thing
I
think is very exciting about this is they're making sure that there's evidence to be basing some of these wonderful things this ancient practice of Tai Chi. So just right off the bat, how long have you been practicing Tai Chi yourself? Or is that something you kind of were interested in, and then going through the certification, you got to love it?
Well, great question for me. I've been practicing martial arts for more than 20 years. And about 10 years ago, I went through a major life-changing event. I was needing transformation. So my brother said, take Tai Chi, you're all stressed out, this will help you. Well, 10 years later, I'm finding out that not only did it help me, it transformed my vision of the world and guided me to try to help people understand how they can become healthy using this particular therapy and exercise. So I've been focused on the Yang style Tai Chi for the last 10 years. And I worked with an old Chinese master. I mean, the regiment was, do it again. 100 times later, you're still doing it again till you get the form right. And then I had the opportunity to take a course that Peter Wayne, author of this particular work and research, offered in Boston. And so I spent the last 2.5 years learning his technique and how to, in fact, apply the 8 active ingredients of Tai Chi. So that's my story, and I'm kind of sticking to it. There you go. That's it.
Wow.
But it's been a
I'm
real transformation personally. Yeah. It's, I can't tell you how you want to work in this arena and you want to make sure you do no harm. And I'm one where, especially in a healthcare environment, it's important to tell people why they're doing things. This is the Western mind meeting the Eastern mind, and the Eastern mind says, just do it again. And so I've learned how to now translate the Eastern concept into Western language and bridge that gap.
Mm.
So I'm excited about that for people.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I want to thank Amy for introducing me to you and just all those things, the wonderful things that you're doing. That's interesting, though, because like that do it again reminds me of I learned how to do Ikebana, which is the Japanese floral arranging of, you know, and got up to a third level with training and all that. And it was the same thing. I mean, literally, when I came in, my teacher would put a whole bunch of flowers and greenery and all kinds of stuff in front of me and give me a container, and she'd say, design something. And I'd do it over and over and over again with the same materials. And boy, after a while, I was like, when I wasn't accustomed to that and not used to that, and I think that was the most important thing, was being able to be in the moment and be in the now and do it again, you know, with beginner's mind, to train yourself in that way of being able to look at it freshly as much as possible. And is that something that they actually do with these eight active ingredients, is that kind of perspective of being in the moment?
Yes, you know, in fact, let me just tell you the challenge that I had. When I went back to Boston, I kept saying to myself, who is this guy? I mean, what are you talking about? We don't do it that way. And that's because there are so many different styles. So not only did my ego say, well, challenging the professor from Harvard, sure, I'm going to do this, right? So I said, okay, so it took me a long time to learn how to listen. And I can understand the words, he said, but I didn't grasp the concept until I had worked it over and over and over. And repeating the words doesn't mean you grasp what you need to do. And then I had an epiphany that I really began to understand what I was doing and what I needed to convey to other people so that they could get the message and the importance of what this work has demonstrated. So having said that, I think the first challenge that I confronted was me. I mean, you know, you're an expert, you're subject matter expert, and then you meet another subject matter expert, and then you question his authority. Really? I mean, this is my mind saying all this. And, of course, I was anxious to say and not correct him. I mean, who am I to correct a Harvard professor coming from California? So I was like, okay, so tell me again why we're doing this. Tell me again why we need to do it in this way. So the first transformational package was me. And then as I got tested, I began to understand and relate to the language he was using in trying to get my mind to feel in the present moment. And that was a challenge because I was on automatic. So to take that automatic button off, strip myself of all the bounds and the nuances of current day society, hurry this, hurry that, multitasking, was a real challenge. And finally, I was able to do it, but only after time and repeating and trying to grasp what he was trying to tell us. So, I mean, so that's kind of my story. The first transitional person in this whole, you know, story was me. And then I began to live the eight active ingredients. Once you begin to live it, you can retell the story, and hopefully in terms that people can not only understand, but actually use it in everyday life. And that is the challenge. You can train somebody to lift the weight and do bicep curls, but can you train that person to incorporate it into their daily living? And so that is the real challenge.
Amen, sister.
So, I mean, well, I'm sorry. You know, that's kind of like the way it is. I mean, wow.
Hear me. Yeah, let me interject something. It's totally true. And I mean, that is the heart of what the Transformation Cafe is about, is how do we dance with information, right, and make it something part of our life. And I'd like to say a couple things about you, my friend. I met Elaine 15 years ago, and she was the corporate operations officer for a big company, just kicking ass and taking names. And that girl, mind of a steel trap, and doing the semi-pro soccer, is that what you'd call it?
We call it amateur recreational soccer that got us killed, but yes, that's true.
That's good. Pretty good. Going all over the world.
Got us killed, but we enjoyed it anyway. Kept on kicking.
So
it ain't flag soccer. Okay,
yeah. I don't know anybody sharper mentally, emotionally, physically, and I think spiritually she was, but she was kind of trapped a bit. And
absolutely.
Because she was working so hard on all other levels, taking care of so many people. And I can definitely see us having several shows together. So I want to kind of fine-tune this one just a little bit here, throw a little bit of a monkey wrench in, because that's what we have to do. That's my job. But looking at coming from being in that corporate world, right, and like you said, I love how you said it, that you were, you know, the first out of the chute, right, this transformational package, and it had to start with you. And seeing where you were and where you are now is just such joy for me. I loved you then, and I love you now. but there's a softness now, but a softness that's even stronger, if I could say it that way. And so I want to
you.
I want to kind of look at it from the perspective, because how we started this was you're going to be presenting at the Elizabeth Dole Foundation Hidden Heroes monthly meeting here in Las Vegas, which Robin just did on Friday, laughter yoga for us, yay. And the focus is with those caregivers. And I know and the Hidden Heroes are caregivers of veterans, family member, spouses, neighbors, friends. And so I know that you are a caregiver of so many, and you have a son who is a veteran. And so just kind of want to look at the conversation in terms of knowing that we're going to have that audience. What? How does that, or maybe it doesn't, change the conversation about these, you know, I'm sorry, eight ingredients? Is that
eight
what
ingredients? What? It doesn't. Surprisingly, Amy, thank you for touching on saying all those nice things. What it does is these eight secret ingredients can be the prescription for anything that one wants to do. And it's really the first six. The seventh and eighth come out of the integration of the other. The seventh and eighth come through the integration of the six. But you can take these distilled ingredients and apply it to anything. Performance, the work environment, career transition, caregiving, all those events. And that's what's the beauty of this particular work. Through the evidence that he has accumulated, he has distilled the important aspects of each of those Tai Chi results and come out with these eight bullet points. Now, the secret is in the not only in understanding what these eight points are, but whoever delivers them. The person who delivers them is one of the key components in transmitting the importance of the information. So, you know, we talk about awareness. You know, we talk about mindfulness and what does that mean. But when you really sit down and you talk and you have a group, how do you transmit that so that they live it in the present moment, that they feel it, that they can experience that awareness and take it with them? And once they have experienced that awareness, it's integrated into their DNA. And then you challenge them to replicate that in everyday life to reinforce that DNA change. So I, you know, and I'm going to say this, today I had four classes and I did COPD rehabilitation. And these individuals are eating this up because I'm opening them up. This is using one of the COD clinical trials, evidence-based, and showing them how they can integrate mindfulness in relaxing the body, opening up the breath to better breathing, and then reflecting that in every situation to take themselves into. Because, you know, so it was, for me, it's like, oh, my gosh, thank you for telling me. People walk up to me and say, I tried your techniques, and, oh, my gosh, I changed my whole life. So I'm rewarded by just the fact that people can live that moment and experience and have results. That's the important part. It's not about me having the results. It's having the results for them, and they're experiencing it and living it and making their life better. So I'm pleased to be a vessel and a conduit of this information, and my goal is how can I help you incorporate this into your life? That's my goal.
So is there any particular example of something that's happened, you know, with working with others that you would like to share?
You know, one of the more difficult things is people have to believe that they can experience the present moment. And so teaching them, I guess one of the common tools is focus on your breathing, you know, and I listen to the breathing exercise. So if people, you know, feel the air and, you know, in COPD, we use pursed breathing, which is a different kind of breathing technique. It's diaphragmatic breathing, but we're using the exhale is through pursed lips, so you exhale the toxins out. But people have a difficult time believing that just focusing on feeling the air coming in and feeling the air going out is, in fact, mindfulness. But when you point out that their immediate focus on feeling what was happening, put them in the present moment. you are mindful of that breath experience. And then, so I use a lot of examples of experience, you know, let them experience it, bring them through imagery, take them to the beach with me, some of those more generic kind of imagery and guided imagery, and they first of all, they believe, they have the intention of believing that and feeling that. And so one lady said, I felt the sand in my feet, my toes spreading when you talked about that. So mm-hmm. So living that experience, once again, reinforces the image imprinted on the brain, and they can, in fact, it becomes a part of their DNA, their experience base. And so for them, they're fearful because they can't breathe. They're fearful because they're going to the next surgery. So my task is to calm them down and let their body work positively for them. So that was a great experience today. Today I did a couple things. In fact, one of the things that you introduced to me, Amy, and I might bring it to on the 18th, is the energy stick.
Mm.
You call that? Yeah, the energy mm-hmm. stick is it's a demonstration how we are conduits of electricity. And so we have this energy within our body and in our cells, and we call it the chi energy, you know, and we can use chi energy for healing. People don't believe that necessarily. So I demonstrated to them that when you hold this energy stick and everybody's connected, you can the coils light up because we're conductors for energy. So when we break that cycle, you know, we lose that energy connection. And so when people walk into a room, you can feel the energy in the room. You know, is it negative or positive? So when there's a lot of anxiety in the room, people are talking, there's a lot of negative talk. And my problem is I can feel it, I'm sure you can as well. The other people in the COPD room may not notice it. So I ask them to look at people, and if their shoulders are forward, their chest is closed. So everyone is connected. If you believe that this energy can be transmitted, you can change the energy in the room by creating positive energy, by opening up your chest, throwing your shoulders back, inhaling and exhaling, and putting a smile on your face. That begins to change the energy in the room, and the energy becomes synchronistic, and you can pass that energy on. So it works. You know, you can change the energy in a room by changing your posture and your demeanor and passing positive energy into a negative environment. And so some of these people who walk in with the oxygen and a mask and, how awful it is, said, I'm coming back. It worked. So I'm very happy that they found that worked. But I had to demonstrate. The point was I had to demonstrate the power of the energy that each of us has and how, in fact, it is synchronistic. So that's why when a group gets together over and over again, very soon their energy vibrates the same pattern of synchronicity, and you have compatibility and you have spirituality. So that's what I learned. That's what I'm learning.
Yay!
Hello, Elaine. It's wonderful stuff. And, you know, I see the parallels with that with laughter yoga about, you know, lifting up and out and expanding the body and smiling and bringing in the positive energy, how it's really contagious and it becomes very, you know, has a synergy to it. So how did you get involved in all this? How did you learn that there was a certification even available?
Oh, thank you for asking. You know, I was looking, I work in the healthcare industry, and it's all about paper and certifications and continuing education. And as a trainer, I have to be certified and continue to educate myself. I was already doing Tai Chi, and I was looking for a certification, found out there's no real certifying body, and I came across Peter's work. So I decided I'm going to try to contact this professor at Harvard. Okay, and I looked up the number, and guess what? He called me back. I was like, stupefied. Are you kidding me? This guy called me back. And he was driving home from some Omega conference or something. I said, hello, I'm interested in any teaching, any classes that you might have to certify your work. And so that's how our conversation began. But this path kind of opened up for me. I never anticipated when I called him he would ever call me back. So that was the first startling news. He called me back. Really? Okay. Then the second thing is, okay, I want to do this program, but by gosh, it's so expensive. So I said, is there any way that I can, you know, get some consideration here? Well, some wonderful family housed me in Concord, Mass. Okay, wow. How could I say no to the path that was opening up to me? And when I went, I thought I walked into wow. The door opened, and I could see where I was going. You know, as I challenged my path and saying, is this the right path? I'm putting a lot of money out here. I'm putting a lot of energy. And I never realized that it was the right path until I stepped on it and walked through the door. So that's my story. And then I, after 2.5 years, certified, pleased to represent the program using at Stanford Healthcare and working with people who have different kinds of challenges. So, and one of the challenges that the institution has is that there's no real certifying body for Tai Chi, and there's so many types of Tai Chi. And so I've got a second certification from a program that CDC recognizes, and that's for the community dweller and for the elderly. And it's a smaller group. It just does the form, and it tries to get people moving and tries to help them to prevent falling. So this fall prevention program is big in lots of states because there's a high statistic for people falling when they're elderly and not surviving. So they instituted this fall prevention program in the state.
And did you say CAC?
CDC. You know, CDC has promulgated certain programs that they would recommend that people.
I don't know that everybody would know what that is.
Oh, Center for Disease Control. And NIH also has recommended these particular programs. And so the Oregon Institute of Research has a program which is evidence-based, which they have a certification, which has been recognized by the Center for Disease Control and the National Institute of Health. So I'm certified in that program also. And that's primarily done in community settings, where elderly are challenged to exercise. And there's 8 movements in that. And that's a very good program as well. But I was focusing on the 8 active ingredients, but we talked about the certification. So I've got several certifications, and I use them in the work that I do now. Thank you for asking.
You know, I just happened to run into a random conversation this morning. And somebody brought up this program that you were talking about with seniors. They'd just seen something on the TV. So I think it's kind of cool that, you know, I think it doesn't matter where you enter at. It's like it could be maybe somebody runs into that program, but then they're going, oh, that was cool. But you're saying that's kind of the basics. And then maybe step more into this other program that you're talking about. So I think it's really cool to get this out into the mainstream, however we get it out there.
Right, and I think the other thing is you can take these 8 active ingredients and apply them to any situation. It doesn't have to be Tai Chi. This happens to be Tai Chi because people are concerned about health. And, and so we can talk about that, Amy, when I see you in the future, maybe on the 18th, see how you might work these particular ingredients into any program that you might do.
Oh, cool.
And massage them, and so and what's fascinating about it is that it gets results. It totally gets results, and there are some people and when you do it faithfully, and you believe it, it becomes more effective, and that's what I've learned as well. And it's a complementary therapy.
We've got about 5 minutes left, so let's run through the 8 ingredients real quick.
Okay. So I'll just tip them off. Awareness, which is mindfulness and focused attention. Yeah, okay. And then intention, we talked about that, belief and expectation. Here I use imagery, visualization, and other cognitive tools, and so I can go into that a little bit. But structural integration. So we're looking at the form and function. So we're integrating multiple structures and physiological systems in order to activate the ingredients that is in the Tai Chi therapy itself. So these are different shapes and circles, ups and downs, sideways, so that kind of thing. Then there's active relaxation. That's a real challenging one for people because if they have real tight muscle groups, actively relaxing is a challenge. So we work toward how to release the muscle groups so that the circular nature of Tai Chi flows through the body and the Qi energy would not be blocked but released. Strength and flexibility. Well, Tai Chi is a low-impact, moderate aerobic exercise. And I have shown on my advanced Tai Chi class how to use Tai Chi for stretching. And it can be done. So not only is the length of the exercise, the slowness of it, but also the duration of the hold, the shapes and forms that people use in their patterns. So strength and flexibility. The sixth one is natural free breathing. Go back to breathing like a baby. Abdominal diaphragmatic breathing that has a better VO2 exchange and your muscles get oxygenated, your brain gets revamped with more oxygen. And then from all these becomes social support. It's amazing how the group becomes an interactive community. And that is therapeutic in itself. People have a group which they can relate to and socialize. And then there's the philosophical and ritual kinds of things that, you know, we call the spirituality of it. And in a public environment, sometimes that's not as, we don't focus in on that, but that is an outcome that we see. So those are the eight active ingredients that I'm sharing with you, and hopefully we can talk a little bit more about that on the 18th.
Absolutely. And one thing that kind of comes to mind is with the Elizabeth Dole Foundation Hidden Hero Program, what we're doing here in Vegas is that we're becoming, or we already are, I guess, the national model. And what we started doing these monthly meetings, which you're going to be doing for us in August, and so it's once a month. And then a couple of months ago, like the social support, what we decided was we needed to have weekly meetings. So we started having those on Thursdays. And the focus there, we call it Beyond Support Group. We call it an empowerment group where we focus on friendship and empowerment and, you know, connection. And how critical that was to, you know, having that on. And you don't have to come every week, but you just know there's a place where you can be seen, you can be heard, you can talk about things that you may not be able to talk about other places. And bringing in these other ingredients with that, I can see how valuable that is.
Well, and once again, you have so much expertise, Amy and Sandy and Robin as well, as in this area, that you'll see how these eight active ingredients really fit within what you're already doing. And they've just been identified in a very prescriptive way to help synthesize the power of what you're doing, you know, and so that's the beauty of Peter's work, is that he's given, in my perspective, as a Bible, I look at all the pieces of the puzzle that lead to success in whatever therapy you may employ, and once you know that, then you can incorporate all these things to a stronger outcome, a better result, and health and well-being for your target audience, inpatient and friend, so... That's the story.
Okay, that's great. So how can people get a hold of you if they're interested in learning more about the eight ingredients, and if you've got classes and things like that available, how can they learn about that?
Can I give you my email address?
We would love that.
Sure, whatever you're comfortable with.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay, so my email address would be ebrovont, E-B-R-O-V-O-N-T, at stanfordhealthcare.org. And then my number is 925-918-1026.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much.
So you do your main practices in Las Vegas, is that correct?
No, I do my main practice. I'm sorry, Amy.
No, you tell her where you're at.
Oh, I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area in California. And I'm visiting, I'll be doing the workshop in Las Vegas, and I hope to meet you there August 18th.
And I'm hoping to get her here on a regular basis. You know, everybody wants
fun.
Vegas. You can have, right, conferences and retreats and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
happy,
that sounds really great.
To support the program. And Peter's been working on something with veterans, so I'm looking forward to see the research coming out of what he's doing. And I've asked for a copy of the recent one, which he just recently released. So we're going down that same path. Awesome.
Wonderful.
That's very, very exciting. Well, like always, 30 minutes just goes super, super fast. I just want to thank you, Elaine, for being one of our guest chefs and letting us know about all this different stuff that's going on with Harvard Medical with the Tai Chi. That's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. And thank you very much for inviting me to participate. I look forward to meeting everyone and seeing you in Las Vegas, August 18th.
Yeah.
Well, my tea is
everything
better.
Chin Chi's feels like, oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad
better.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we'll have all the information with her address and, I mean, her email address and phone number and all that stuff. And the event itself, we'll go ahead and have that listed with this episode. And, again, that's at transformation-cafe.com. And that's available on iHeart and iTunes and all different kinds of places for any kind of podcast stuff. You can go ahead and be looking for that and all the different applications that are out there. So, all right. Well,
excellent.
We want to thank you again. Yeah, and go out there and do a little Tai Chi. And if you don't know how, call Elaine and be able to do those 8 ingredients.
That's
so,
right.
Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
We'll see you here. Thank you.
Take care.
We'll see you next time at the cafe.
See you soon. Okay. Bye-bye now.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.